Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
God, hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Hallelujah. God's doing some stuff. God's always moving. Is that right? How many know we're going to keep up with God? We've got to let God do what He wants to do. Is that right? If we intend to stand in the presence of God, and if we intend to do what God has for us, we've got to keep up. Is that right? The best way to keep up is stand in His presence, to get close to Him. Maintain your connection with God. Is that good? Hallelujah. So Sunday mornings are just a time where we can all get together and worship God, praise Him, and have a good time. Amen? But during the week, find Him. I think I heard this morning, one of the ladies said this morning that, you know, he likes to play hide and seek. How many know that with God? You know that God likes to play hide and seek. Is that right? But there's a place, you know, there's a place where He always hides. Do you know that? Where does He hide? He hides in a secret place. Is that right? The Word of God says it's a secret place. But I know where that secret place is. Have you ever had somebody that you knew playing hide and seek? You knew every time where they were going to hide. You ever had somebody like that? So you know where to find Him. You see, God says that if you seek Me, not just seek Him, but you seek Him with all your heart, you're going to find Him. He knows, corazón, He knows when you're going to, He knows when you're seeking Him with your whole heart. Is that right? And you watch, He will, He responds to the heart cry of His children. Is that cool? Hallelujah. So, hey, seek Him with everything that you have in you. Seek Him. Well, you guys know that I've been talking about flow a lot. God has been, everything I look at in the scriptures for some reason shows me flow. And God has spoken to us a while back, and He says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And so, and when He spoke that to me, He says, My kingdom is not in force. It's not force. Is that right? How many know that God's kingdom is not force? God didn't force you to get saved, did He? He didn't force you. He doesn't force you to pray, does He? The kingdom of God is not in force. His kingdom is in flow. Do you understand that? That His kingdom flows. So for us to try to force anybody, hey, go out there and grab somebody, drag them into church, that won't work very well, yeah? Because the kingdom of God is about flow. It really is. And so I know some of you might be talking, getting tired of me saying, hey, man, all He talks about is flow. Well, that's all God's been showing me. So if you're a little tired of flow, it's okay. But I'll tell you what, I'm ready for flow. I'm ready for a big watering event that's going to happen in our city. I'm ready for it. God has promised it, and I'm believing for it. Hallelujah. How many know, you know what I mean? You know, there are some scriptures in, I'm not sure where it's at. I think it's in 2 Kings, and it's with Elijah the prophet. One of the kings, Joram, I think it was his name, some Moabites had quit paying tribute to Israel. And so he went... Israel, there was two kingdoms at the time, Israel and Judah, the kingdom of Judah. Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah. And so Joram went to Jehoshaphat and said, hey, man, these guys aren't paying me tribute. Are you with me? I like that. He goes, are you with me? Yeah. King Jehoshaphat was a good king. And so he says, yeah, I'm with you. So they go to attack Moab. They go down below the Salt Sea or the Dead Sea. And as they're coming back up, they ran out of water. And they needed water for their animals, for them. They were out of water. And King Joram gets all excited. He says, hey, man, I guess God brought us out here to kill us. And Jehoshaphat's a smart king. He says, isn't there a prophet around here we can ask God? And Joram's servant said, yeah, there's a king. There's a prophet. His name is Elisha down there. And Joram says, but I don't like him. He never tells me anything good. And Joram says, hey, we need help. Let's go see what he says. So he goes in there and they find him. And just as Joram said, Elisha doesn't like King Joram. And he said, what are you doing here? He said, because the king of Israel wasn't a good king. He said, if it wasn't because of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah was here, I wouldn't even look at you. This was what Elijah was telling him. He said he didn't like him. Have you ever had somebody you didn't like? Nobody. You guys love everybody. Is that right? That's cool, man. You guys are some awesome folks, man. Praise God. I love it. And he said, you know, he goes, if it wasn't for Jehoshaphat, I wouldn't even listen to you. So what he does, he calls for a minstrel. He says, hey, bring me a minstrel. You know, there's something about worship. Is that right? How many like worship? Did you enjoy the worship this morning?
Yeah.
I mean, there's something about worship, getting to know the Lord in worship and worshiping him with all your heart and all your soul, all your mind. And so here these guys, they go to worship, and then a word comes to draw them. And he says, hey, man, this is what God says. Go out and dig some ditches. Dig ditches out there, and there will be an unusual watering event happen. And it's not going to come by rain, but you're going to see it. So all those ditches, they went out and they dug all those ditches. And sure enough, just as the word of the Lord had said, those ditches were filled with water. And they went on to battle. It's a good story because the fact is I know that God has been helping us in this. How many know that God's been helping us here? I mean, this house is, man, this, I mean, 4 years ago, this place wasn't, it was a bowling alley. I mean, you know, does anybody know this? It wasn't a bowling alley? Anybody surprised? This is an old bowling alley. Yeah. 5 years ago. And God has promised. He's asked me to walk. And God, and I've been walking. And God, I asked him one day, God, can I quit walking? I'm kind of, you know, I'm not, my wife loves to walk, but I'm not that much of a walker. But I am now, I guess, apparently, because God thinks I am. And he says, no, you can't stop walking. He says, Henry, you're digging ditches. I said, okay. Because when we walk, we go to churches and we pray in the parking lots. In other churches, because I'm believing, I just know when God goes to do an incredible watering event here in Green Valley, in this city, and we're talking, you know, Amado, all these areas that is outskirt areas, when God goes to do something, there's not enough room in this house to hold everybody. So that's why we're on parking lots, because I believe that God is going to change the hearts of a lot of people, and those houses are going to be houses, real houses of worship, just like God wants. How many know that? Folks, I'm telling you something. God has said something to me just the other day, and you got to listen to this because you can just test it. But God is telling me, I'm not looking for church that looks like all the churches around us. Are you okay with that? He said, I'm looking for a church that sees what I'm bringing and brings it into the now. Can you hear that? God is saying, he says, I want you to pray this way, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Folks, we are ushering in the kingdom of God. Do you know that? The kingdom of God comes through the people of God. Hallelujah. And we are ushering it in, and it's going to look a lot different than we ever imagined. It's bigger and better, and it is more powerful than we've ever seen. So get ready, folks. Pray like you haven't prayed. Just go say, Lord, I just want to open my heart and allow you to shine in my heart. Amen? Everybody look at your neighbor next to you and say, you need some shining. I look at the other one and say, you're already shining. Oh, man, some of you are shining already, man. I got better get my sunglasses because some of you are really shining. Hallelujah. That's the shine I was talking about right there. Oh, Pastor, man. Praise God. I love you, man. Hey. The title for today's message is Streams of Light. Streams of Light. Can I tell you that what God has to say to us? Do you understand that God is desiring to talk to us? But a lot of times he's got to filter through a lot of stuff that we're thinking. Now, do you know that? Do you know that we can do a lot of thinking, non-essential thinking? How many of you know that? Everybody, if you say, yeah, amen, well, raise your hand, because we do a lot of non-essential thinking, and God has to filter through that. Is that right? And that's something, because he wants us to hear him. Hallelujah. And somebody will say, told me the other day, well, brother, you say you hear God. I said, I do. How many hear God? How many got that ability that God, because the Bible says that God, you will hear, he says, my sheep know my voice. Hallelujah. And I hear God, and God says things. And sometimes I'll say this, hey, man, I heard God saying something. But I recognize that sometimes when somebody's saying something, it doesn't have to be a pastor, it can be just one of you, and you say something, and it's said in a way, can I tell you that I recognize that God is saying something to me? He speaks, he's wanting to speak, he's wanting us to hear. He's wanting to. So it's important that we have a sensitive spirit to hear what God is having, what God has to say. Amen. And try to get out of all that non-essential thinking. How many think of that? Hallelujah. How many say, I want to get out of non-essential thinking? Yeah. Amen. Amen. Right here. Come on. I want to think like God thinks. How many think? Do you know that he's placed his spirit within you so that you can think like he thinks? The word of God actually tells us that we have the mind of Christ. Is that crazy? That's crazy. Who, you? Yeah, you. Who, you? Yeah, you got the, yeah, you do. You've got the mind of, if Christ is dwelling in you, you've got the mind of Christ. That's what the word of God says. Hallelujah. And can I tell you, the mind of Christ will not have a lot of non-essential thinking. It will, he will speak to you in a way where it's powerful to you and to those around you and to those that are that you don't even know are coming towards you. Is that right? Do you know that God is sending you people? Oh, boy. You have a treasure within you. The Bible calls it a treasure within an earthen vessel. And I don't even know why I'm saying all this. This is not even what I studied last night. But you have a treasure in an earthen vessel, and it is important not only to God, but also to those that are around you. God says in Proverbs that he's going to send you. He says, I've given you excellent things of knowledge and understanding. This is Proverbs 22, I believe. But he says this. He says, so that you might know the truth, I've given you excellent, so that you might know the truth, so that you might speak the words of truth to those that I send to you. Can I tell you that? God is intending to send people to you so that they can hear what you have, that treasure that's within you. So I say it's time for us to get ready. Amen? Yeah. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Because I would tell you, when I'm talking to somebody, I mean, I get a joy. There's a joy unspeakable and full of glory that comes floating in. Do you know what I'm saying? Because it's not me. It's the kingdom of God. And it's how it operates. Streams of light. Streams of light. You guys have had streams of light. How many of you ever been reading your Bible and all of a sudden what you read triggers your mind to another scripture? Have you ever had that? That's a stream of light. God is speaking to you. He's saying, hey, I want you to go over here. I want you to take this. Let's take a little shortcut here. I used to be criticized when I was speaking because I went through all these little rabbit holes. You know what I mean? I'd start here and I'd end up over here and I'd end up over there. And next thing I was over here and then I would come back over here and I said, man, I don't even know where I started from. But I used to get criticized and that's okay. Criticism is good. Is that right? Teaches you things. But the fact of the matter is sometimes people that are listening need to hear the word that you have. So God will send you in a little this way, that way. And that's why having a message like sometimes, you know, like just sitting there and just preaching the message just might not get it done what God is trying to do because the Holy Spirit is already working. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? Because that's how God works. I've had people tell me, he said, you know what? The word you said was exactly what I needed. Cool. Praise God. What word is that? And then they tell me, I said, I didn't say that. I'd listen to it because we record it. And I listened to it. I didn't say that. See, what they heard was the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit speak things to you. I don't know why I'm talking all this stuff. It's cool. Can I tell you that people have asked me, how come you don't give altar calls? I do give altar calls. When God says give an altar call, I'll call an altar. But the fact of the matter is, even when I'm speaking, some of you right now might be sensing an altar call. Something that we said, something the Holy Spirit just triggered in your life, in your heart. That's an altar call to you. God is saying, change. Hey, let's talk about this. Let's change. Is that okay? It's a crazy world, man. The kingdom of God is awesome. It really is. It's different, and it is mighty. And God is saying, I'm wanting my people to listen, listen, just listen, just listen. Is that right? How many are listening? How many are awake? How many I put you to sleep? Look at all the hands. Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if you will, turn in your Bibles, hallelujah, to John chapter 12. God has great things for you. How many of you know that? Do you know that God has hidden things for you? Things you never thought of. Things you never imagined. Glory to God. He's got them for you. Sorry, man. All the page turning is going to be in the corner. Starting at verse 20. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. Father, we ask you, Lord, that you would quicken our hearts today as we hear your word, Father. Father, give us something today, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We come, Lord, to hear you. We come to sense you speaking to our hearts, Lord. So, Lord, we bring that before you and we ask you, Lord, speak to our hearts. If you agree, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Starting at verse 20, it says, there were certain Greeks among them that came up to the worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was at Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, sir, we would see Jesus. How many of you like that? Hey, I want to see Jesus. How many of you are excited about seeing Jesus? How many can't wait to see Jesus? And you know what? I really, really want, the more I learn about him, the more I see in the word of God, I just want to see Jesus. Can't wait. Philip cometh and tell Andrew, and again, Andrew and Philip, and they told Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, the hour is come, the Son of Man should be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it brings forth much fruit. Talking about a seed, amen? You got to plant a seed to gain, right? He that loves his life shall lose it, and he that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause I am come unto this hour. Amen? Isn't that good? The seed or the wheat, the grain of wheat that he was talking about that would produce much fruit was himself. He says, it's got to fall to the ground and die. And if it dies, it will bring forth much fruit. It's cool. Verse 28 says, Jesus says, Father, glorify thy name. And then there came a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. And the people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spoke to him. Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Everybody say now. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. Everybody say now. Now. When? Now. Praise God. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men to me. And this he said, signifying what death he should die. And the people answered him, hey, we've heard out of the law that Christ abides forever. How sayest thou the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? He's talking about himself, amen? And they got an idea that he's talking about himself because they said, hey, we heard that Christ abides forever. How is it that you're saying that he must be lifted up and die? Jesus answered and says, yet a little while, the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walks in darkness knows not where he goes. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may be children of the light. Amen? While you have the light, believe in the light. Hallelujah. These things spoke Jesus and departed and did hide himself from them. Hallelujah. What made me chuckle, Pastor, was I don't need that light. Remember? And I'm not. Can I say it? Pastor John was walking out of his porch one night, and it was dark. And his wife said, "Do you need me to turn on the light?" He goes, "No, I don't need that light." And he stepped on the pooch. It was on the bottom of the step. And the dog moved and it pitched him down. And now he's worked. Now God's healing his elbow. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many know that? How many have gotten up in the middle of the night and say, I don't need that light. And you kick something that's on the floor. You kick a bedpost. Your toes are saying, turn on the light. That's what your toes are telling you. Stop. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm telling you, when Rosie gets up out of bed, I'll turn the light on. Yeah, because I don't want to hurt. Amen? Come on, man. Hallelujah. How many of you know that Jesus said that? Hey, well, you have the light. Walk in the light. And we're going to talk about the streams of light. But first I want to talk about something here. where it says in verse 20, it says, there were certain Greeks among them that came to worship at the feast. The same came before to Philip, which was Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, sir, we would see Jesus. Philip cometh and told Andrew, and again Andrew told Philip. And Jesus answered and said, the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. I want you to look at them. Here's a scripture in Mark 7, 25. There was somebody else that came and went to talk to Jesus. And here's in Mark 7, it says this, for a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit, remember this? Heard of him and came and fell at his feet. Now I want you to, the woman was a Greek. See that? Were these guys Greeks is what it said? We just read that they were Greeks that came to see him. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician woman by nation. Phoenicia was ruled by the Syrians, so not they call it Syrophoenician by nation. And she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to what? Dogs. She answered and said, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. Verse 29 says, and he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way. The devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil was gone out and her daughter laid upon the bed. It's kind of incredible to me because this was earlier in his ministry where a woman that was a Greek woman sought for his help. And he tells her, hey, it's not right to give the children's bread to the dogs. It seems like Jesus was being mean to her, huh? I would say that. Would you say that? Hey, why would you tell me that? I'm not a dog. Man, I've never barked. I don't have a tail. I got no, why would you tell me that? Jesus wasn't being mean to her. He was just telling her, now's not the time. Do you know that? That's all he was saying to her. He was just saying, now's not the time. But she came up with a good one. Yeah, but the dogs get the scraps off the table. Hey, because of your saying, because faith was at work in this woman, and faith, God responds every time. How many know your faith is important to you? Do you know that? Do you know that? Faith is important to you, especially when you're hearing the word of God, faith is important. It's by hearing the word of God and hearing that faith comes. It builds you and it strengthens you. And here Jesus tells her that, he says, you can't do it. But it's a whole different story. We've got these other Greeks that come to him and they say, hey, we want to see Jesus. They tell Peter and Andrew that. And they go and they tell Jesus, hey, this Greek people want to see you. And Jesus says, okay. It's a totally different story because he says there, because the hour has now come. Now it's a different hour. Now, this is 6 days away from the crucifixion. Less than 6 days. So now Jesus is saying, okay, let's talk to him. Because the children had already received their meat. God had been talking to the children of Israel. Jesus had been showing them things. He'd been doing miracles. He's just a few days away from being crucified. So now he says, yeah, let's talk to him. Now we're going to open things up to him. And that's cool. Later on, afterwards, after he was resurrected, Peter gave that message to the Gentiles after the Lord had spoken to him and said, don't call anybody unclean. Everybody is clean. So it's a different time. And now, and we read down a few scriptures where it says, Jesus is talking and he says, now is the judgment of this world, now. And now the prince of the world is cast out. This was prior to the cross, but Jesus said, now we are in that time. We are in that season that this is going to happen. Hallelujah. Can I tell you the prince of the world is already cast out? Can I tell you that? If you're expecting God to do something for you today, to say, God, would you cast this thing out of me? Say, hey, you know what? I've already done everything you need to do that I need to do. You need to receive what I have for you. Just receive it and watch what God, believe it in faith. And God says, receive it. Just take what I've given you. See, Jesus isn't going to die on the cross again. How many know that? It's already been done. It's been done from the foundation. The intent of God happened at the foundation of the world. So God has already done everything. Second Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says, God has already given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. He's already given it to you. It's already within you. It's already resident within your vessel. Everything that you need, you have. That's why you don't need to have. Can I tell you something? The word of God says that you need to no man teach you. Do you know that? Do you know the word God says that? You know that God wants to teach you? Do you know that he wants to be your instructor? Do you know that? You do that at your own house. You read, when you open the Word of God, you allow God to speak to you. You know, you show him. You know, when you hear something, let's say you leave here and you go, man, that pastor's cracked. Is that right? How many of you said that before? You can tell me. It's okay. Man, that guy is nuts, man. He's crazy. But you go home and you look in the Word of God. Is that right? Is that what we're supposed to do? Whatever you hear with your ear, if it sounds weird to you, go home and check it. Because, folks, we're in a time when God is doing some great, crazy things, some new things. Is that okay? Can I tell you, if God was doing new things, do you know when Moses stood before that bush? That was a new thing. Can you guys say amen?
Amen.
Amen. You know when God flooded and told Noah, hey, I'm doing a new thing. I want you to build a boat. Is that right? Can I tell you that was a new thing? Come on. And God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he's constantly doing new things. Do you know that? He's moving in the new. Our problem, we get stuck in the old. We think church of God be the same way it's always been. It's not supposed to be that way. God says, I'm moving in the new. Are you ready to hear in your mind the essential thoughts of moving in the new? Come on, man. How many of you say, yes, I am?
Yes.
Come on, I'm ready. Hallelujah. I'm looking for those kind of things. I want to see what God has for us. I want to walk into the things that God has for us. If I get hung up in the old, somebody shoot me. You know what I'm talking about? Come on. Because I don't want to be hung up in the old. I want to be moving forward. I want to see the new things. And can I tell you, the new things are not, they're not even, some of those new things are stuff that we haven't even thought of. Things that are way past our thinking. Where God is saying, I'm going to bring these things to you. But it's time that you listen to me. Listen for me. Because I'm going to send it via a stream of light. Do you hear me? The Word of God is light. How many know that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Before I get into the light, I'm going to talk a little about darkness. And I said this to some folks, and people look at me and they say, oh, man, you're cracked. You're weird. I don't know why I'm saying that word today, but it's in. How many of you know that God dwells in the darkness? Everybody raise your hand. You got two, three back there. Do you know that God dwells in the darkness? We say, oh, that's weird. Yeah, he does. There's two kinds of darkness, folks. There's a darkness that's evil. And then there's another darkness that we kind of call it maybe a gray cloud or whatever. But can I tell you, just say this, that God does dwell in the darkness. It's not his darkness. It doesn't belong to him. It's our darkness. It's the things that we don't get. We don't understand him. So it's a darkness to you. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? So God does dwell in the darkness, but he wants to receive, he wants to give you light. Okay, but so I want to get your pencils and pens out because I want to give you some scriptures about God dwelling in the darkness. Because God is saying, I'm here. I want to show you things. You got to understand it. When you don't understand, come to me. Ask me because I will show you. You know, people have told me a lot of times, you know, well, Brother Henry, there's just some things we'll never figure out. The Word of God doesn't say that, does it? Anthony, does the Word of God say that anywhere? It don't say that. It says, the Word of God says, that you have the mind of Christ. If you got the mind of Christ, can I tell you there's probably nothing that God's trying to hide from you because you already have his mind. Oh, man. Watch these scriptures. Get your pencils ready because I'm going to give you some. Hallelujah. God dwells in darkness. It's kind of a weird thing to look at on my paper. It says Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Check out the scripture. Boy. I already got that wrong. That's not darkness. We're going to skip that one. Sorry. Sorry, guys. They're looking at me like Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 23. Check this one out. Oh, boy. Yeah, and it came to pass when you heard the voice out of the midst of where? the darkness. This is when Moses and the people of God were standing before the mountain. You guys remember the mountain was shaking. There was fire. There was clouds, everything going on, man. And the people were trembling. They say, hey, man. And the Bible said that Moses said, even my knees are knocking together. I'm scared. I mean, because God is, it was an incredible sight. There was a loud sound of a trumpet. And then it says this, it came to pass when they heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness, for the mountain did burn with fire, that you came near unto me, even all the heads of your tribes and your elders. That voice that came out of that was God in the darkness. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel, verse 22, chapter 22, verse 12. He made darkness, what? His pavilion. They're talking about the Lord. Round about him, dark waters, thick clouds of the skies. Psalm 18:11 says this. He made darkness his secret place. How many like that? That's his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. It's talking about the Lord, how he dwells in the darkness. He does dwell in the darkness, but it's not his darkness because God is light. The word of God tells you it's light. He's light. The darkness that it's talking about is the darkness that we have clouding our brain, clouding our mind. And God is saying, I want to come after that. I want to make things very clear to you who you are in Christ Jesus. Is that right? Do you know that you are something more than you even thought you were in Christ Jesus? Everybody say in Christ Jesus. Say, I'm in Christ Jesus. How many believe that? And being that you're in Christ Jesus, he's trying to reveal things to you that you've never even thought about yourself. Isn't that cool? He has given you all things that pertain to life and God. I'll say this. He's given you all things that pertain to life and godliness, and those things are already within you. They're already there. They just need to be brought out. The light needs to shine on them so God can say, that's you. That's you. Can I tell you that God wants to reveal you to you? Say, look at your neighbor and say, God wants to reveal you to you. He wants you to know who you are, what he's intended for you. He wants to reveal who you are. He wants to. He's trying to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got those things of darkness where God dwells in the darkness. But something happened. How many know something happened? Something happened. Isaiah 9:2 says this. I don't know where that other one went. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them has the what? Shined. The light. Hallelujah. Here's our power verse this morning. It's John chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. It says this. In him was life. Who's it talking about? Jesus. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And it says, in him was life. And the life was what? The light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Isn't that something? Can you see that the darkness is not on God's side? It's on man's side. And God is trying to dispel the darkness. And the only way he dispels that darkness is by the word of God that he says to you personally. How many know God's a personal God? How many know that? That's why don't trust anybody. Isn't that weird? We're Christians. Don't trust anybody. Trust the Lord. Trust him and him alone. Go to him. Find out what he's saying to you. Hallelujah. I might say something to you. Know what? I can be wrong. How many know that? I can be preaching to you wrong. I can be saying things incorrectly. That's why it's important that you listen and you go to the word of God and you find out on your own. Because in God dwelling in the darkness, I know a lot of people have a hard time with that. No, God's not in the dark. Yeah, he's not. We are. Hallelujah. Check it out. All right. Hallelujah. Check out these Isaiah chapter 42, verse 16. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. How many of you said, how many remember when you were blind? How many of you know before you knew the Lord, do you remember being blind? I just couldn't see these things. I will bring the blind by the way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do to them and not forsake them. Isn't that good? That's a good promise. I got this. I got to get it out because it keeps bothering me. You guys remember Creedence Clearwater Revival?
Yeah.
Anybody remember that? Let the midnight special. Anybody do that? Shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. I don't know why God's had me doing that, but it's been in my heart all morning. I said, okay, God, I'm going to sing it to somebody. But you know what? You need is that, you know who the midnight special is? That's the Holy Ghost. He needs to shine the light on your heart. Let the midnight special. Amen. Give me a hand. Thank you. Come on. Hallelujah. I got one. Hallelujah. He is desiring to shine a light on your heart so you can know who you are. Isn't that cool? Isn't that the greatest thing in the world? It is. You aren't who you think you are. Turn to your neighbor and say, you're not who you think you are. You think mighty highly of yourself, don't you? Glory to God, man. You just wait on the Lord and you watch what he begins to show you about who you are. That's cool. Wait on him. Isaiah 49, verse 6. Let me read this. And he said, is it a light thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob? And to restore the preserved of Israel, I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles. Here's God speaking to his son. That thou mayest be my salvation to the end of the earth. Do you see that? He's a light for us. How many of you know that there was a time when Jesus was here for the Jews only? And then he said, but now it's time. Now it's time. How many of you are a Gentile? Were. Go ahead, were. How many were a Gentile? How many of you are Jews now? See, because a Jew is a person that's circumcised in heart by the Holy Ghost. Is that cool? That's what the Word of God, Romans chapter 3, I think it says, that you are circumcised in heart. So yeah, I'm a Jew. Anthony, you a Jew? Come on, bro. Hallelujah. Isaiah 60, verse 3. Look at this one. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Talking about Jesus. Brightness of his rising was the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Gentiles, you and me, we will come to that light. I didn't get it. I didn't understand it. When I was in, before I'd given my heart to the Lord, couldn't understand it. But it was the Holy Spirit that brought that light, shined it on my heart. Oh my God. And then I received what God was trying to give me. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 20 said, no, you know what? I'm going to give you John chapter 12, verse 35 and 36. I know you're going through a lot of scripture. And I said, when I was doing this last night, I said, Lord, giving me a lot of scripture. Lord, do you know we're having baptism tomorrow, Lord? Lord, hey, I'll put this one down, but let this be the last one, Lord. But he keeps adding scripture, giving me scripture. So as he served this, can I tell you, this ain't my house. This house doesn't belong to me. This is the Lord's house. And we're going to do what God wants to do here. Yeah. Amen? Hallelujah. If he wants to give me scripture all night long, okay. I'll do it. I shouldn't have said that, huh? Yeah, come on. Hallelujah. Let's look at John chapter 12, 35 and 36. These are the last couple of scriptures that Jesus said unto them, yet a little while the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. And I say this to you, when God shows you something, hold on to it, grab a hold of it, and don't let it go, lest darkness, because there is an enemy out there that's going to try to rip these things out of you, but you got to continue to go after the light. Is that right? The more light, the more light. Oh, man. For he that walks in darkness knows not where he goes. Is that true? Pastor John, is that true? That's true. That's exactly right. While you have the light, believe in the light that you may be children of light. See, God is trying to bring these streams of light into your life. He's trying to open up things to you that you've never seen before. And what happens is when you allow these streams of light to come into you, you become a child of light. Is that cool? That's a cool thing, man. Because somehow in the enlightening of the soul and the spirit of man, somehow in that enlightening, the Spirit of God has a freedom to speak. And that's how, like I was saying earlier, you hear him speaking in every little thing. And then you'll be talking to somebody and you'll hear a word in your heart to give them. And that you see you become a child of light in your past, and you're shooting light. You're a stream, if you will. There's a flow of light coming to you and through you and out from you. Is that cool? That's what God's looking for. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27 says this. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. The spirit of man. Every man, woman, and child, everybody's got a spirit. Your spirit, soul, and body. Everyone has a spirit. And it says here that it is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. But there's only one person that can turn that candle on. It's the Holy Ghost. His name is the Holy Spirit. Psalm chapter 18, verse 28 says this, "For thou, Lord, will light my candle. The Lord, my God, will enlighten my," what? See, now we're talking about your darkness. It is light that comes to you to enlighten you. Hallelujah. John chapter 1, verse 4 and 5 once again says this, "In him was life, and the light was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." Would you stand? Hallelujah. We're going to pray for you. We're going to pray that streams of light. Hallelujah. I was talking to Cesar Ochoa and Brother Cesar, and he was telling me one night he was laying in his bed, and he said that he woke up and his wife Gloria wasn't there, and he went to get up, and he looked under the door and he could see this beautiful green light, beautiful light coming underneath the door. And he said as he began to get up and walk towards the door, the Lord told him, "You go back to bed." What? Apparently, the Lord didn't want Gloria interrupted. When Gloria got up in the morning, she said, "There was such a presence of God." Yeah, thank you. "There was such a presence of God in the house last night." And Cesar says, "Yeah, I know. He told me to go back to bed." Isn't that cool? And Cesar told her, "Did you see the green light?" She goes, "I didn't see no light. All I knew was presence of God." But Cesar saw the green light, saw a beautiful light come shining underneath the door. And I got to tell you something. There are issues of light coming towards you that God, I mean, this morning, I believe, is an issue of light. That maybe some of your minds have been just transformed just a little bit so that God can say, "Hey, look, I am trying to speak to you. I am desiring to touch your spirit and your heart." Amen. Hallelujah. So let's just pray real quick, and then we'll sit down. Pat and I are going to get changed, and we're going to have the youth, the worship team, just sing a song, have you guys sing a song with us, and then we'll go on with the baptism. But let me just pray for you real quick. Father, I thank you this morning. I thank you for all that you've done and all that you're doing. Father, I'm asking you that our hearts, Lord, would be sensitive to light. Sensitivity to light, Lord, because we know, Father God, that when you enlighten the heart, you strengthen the vessel. So, Father, we thank you for that. We ask for light, more light, more light, less darkness in our lives, God. Lord, help us to know you better, to hear your voice at every turn. I thank you for it this morning. I give you praise. In Jesus' name, if you agree, say amen. 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 Hallelujah. Have a seat or worship with the worship team, and we'll be right back out.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.